This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Patricia Salmon is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. The concept of reliability is foremost in her mind as she listens to her very favorite radio station.
In order to keep in touch with our relatives in Bulgaria, we funnel our emails through a translation software program that reminds us to keep our messages very short and simple. Unfortunately, it's hard to observe that requirement all the time, and we get carried away. Here's what we wrote Aunt Venci about a recent birthday party. At the pool party, we served hot dogs and homemade deviled eggs, played pin the tail on the donkey, and then ran to the pool, and the kids won prizes for doing their best swan dives and cannonballs. We were about to send the translated message when, just out of curiosity, we asked the service to convert the Bulgarian text in front of us back into English, and we discovered that what we'd actually said was, "On a devilish hot day, the dogs pitched eggs at the donkeys, who used their tails to bat home runs, but the swans wanted the prize and responded with cannon fire. Man, that's the party I wanted to be at. Not some tame event with nothing to show for it but wet towels and paper plates. Clearly there'd been a nearby psychedelic carnival of the animals with Hieronymus Bosch in charge of the pictures." Translation in the hands of a genius as opposed to an overstrained online computer program is a sublime art form, something that promises deep fidelity to the deeper linguistic and cultural equivalents, not just the word-for-word matchup. You want to get down and dirty sometime, sit in on a debate among translators about the best way to convert a passage of great literature into another language. Like at War and Peace, where Tolstoy describes the women tending to the ostensibly dying Prince Bolkonsky, while the cannonballs were still flying across the battlefield. One translator says it should read, "They washed what was left of he." No, that's too clunky. "They washed what was left of him." No, he's not a plate of cookies. That sounds too flippant. "They washed what was left of the prince." No, Tolstoy didn't use the word prince. He used the word he. I'll warn you, just duck when the dictionaries get lobbed. Personally, I think any of these versions would have been fine, as none of them makes passing reference to nearby swans manning the cannons. Commercial radio stations covering the events of the day are a lot like those online translation services. They're pretty reliable as long as they stick to very short phrases, simple sentences, basic headlines. But anything more subtle, more nuanced, anything requiring fluency in the history and culture and government and, yes, language of a place, anything that delves into the complexities of the issues, well, that's where you want National Public Radio, covering the news. They maintain 18 foreign bureaus, more than any commercial TV broadcasting corporation. If you rely on this station to make sense of this richly complicated world of donkeys and princes, won't you please pick up the phone and translate your support into a pledge? The other sources of news are free and oh so fast, but they're just not reliable.
Patricia Salmon encouraging you to become a reliable supporter of WLRH. Here's our phone number, 1-888-330-8989. Or you can give online at wlrh.org.